Good day, Bermuda. This is your Inter-Island Communications News Brief brought to you by Bermuda Healthcare Services and the Brown Darrow Clinic. And I'm Maya Palacio. A couple of weeks ago, the Salvation Army urgently requested the community's assistance to keep their doors open for the end of October. Now they express their deep gratitude to individuals and organizations throughout the community who stepped up to meet the needs for donations. Captain Dennis Mabry, the public relations officer of the Salvation Army, said, quote, "This support has had an immediate and lasting impact, enabling our North Street location to continue our mission of serving those in need. The Salvation Army has received numerous essential contributions, including food donations and financial support. We cannot thank our community enough for coming together in such a meaningful way." As the Salvation Army moves forward into the Christmas season, they know that the need will continue and encourage everyone who can continue supporting their efforts to do so. When you support the Salvation Army, you are giving hope to thousands of people across Bermuda and ensuring that no one is alone in their struggles. Each donation helps provide meals, shelter, and essential services to those in need. In other news, Bermudian dancer Jada Pearman, who last year had the incredible opportunity of having her dance photos grace the buses in New York City, just debuted in Dedicated to You, a solo choreographed by Robert Battle, honoring the legacy of dance icon Carolyn Adams, set to the evocative music of Bach and Sarah Vaughan. Jada, who began her dance journey at the In Motion School of Dance in Bermuda, has achieved remarkable milestones. Her success with the Paul Taylor Dance Company highlights her years of hard work and passion and inspiring the next generation of Bermudian dancers. And in your sports-related news, many pioneering and impactful women leaders in sports were recognized over the weekend at the first ever Women in Sports Leadership Awards put on by the Bermuda Olympic Association. The president, Peter Dunn, opened up the ceremony.
Tonight caps a weekend of events focused on women in Bermuda's sporting community. On Friday evening, we hosted a symposium with the subject of keeping girls in sport. The program was attended by teens and led by some of Bermuda's current top athletes who shared their individual sporting pathway and how they managed the many challenges they faced along the way. The evening was a fantastic start to a program of engagement with our future stars and was a first step for them to find common ground as well as a community upon which they can look to for assistance and support as they develop in sport and life.
There were many recipients throughout the night. One in particular, Olympian Couture Horton Parentchief, also dug into the struggles which sport can help overcome for women suffering within their nations.
I am deeply honored to receive the award, and the recognition is obviously not just a reflection of my work, but of all of the women who inspire me every single day, and they break barriers in sport, whether it is in front of your faces or behind the scenes. Advocacy and action also matter. So as I stand here tonight, I cannot help but think of the women enduring genocides in Palestine, Sudan, and the Congo. Their strength and resilience are unparalleled, and I believe that sports can be a powerful tool for the change and empowerment, even in the face of adversity. So let us continue to use our voices and our platforms to raise awareness, amplify their struggles alongside our own, and ensure that every woman, no matter where they're from, has the opportunity to achieve her dreams.
And that's your Inter-Island Communications News Brief. It's brought to you by Bermuda Healthcare Services and the Brown Darrow Clinic. I'm Maya Palacio. Please drive safely, Bermuda.